Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusipha kulela indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuLwezi 2022 ngugaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ikho isihloko esithe saphiwa isimu yalonyaka. Unite defeatism to end violence against women and girls.
Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga le-International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula.
Bayalisola abe-ZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value added tax lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty empahleni ezimqoka ezingena eZimbabwe ezifana lokudla zivela kwamanye amazwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi nguBongi. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga lokukhuthaza ukuqedwa kodubo lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazana ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Leli langa linanzwa ekuqaleni komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngohlupho lokuhlukumezana ezimulini owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence osungulwe ngokunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women namhlanje uphela ngenyanga ezayo ekampalakazi mhla ka 10 ngelanga lokunanza amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele ele International Human Rights Day. Lonyaka ilanga leli linanzwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Unite Activism to End Violence Against to Women and Girls. IZimbabwe inanza leli langa loba nje ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana lamantombazana kuhamba phambili emadolobheni lasemaphandleni inengi lisola umumo womnotho omimanzonzo ezombusazwe lenkolo eziphambana lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ubulawayo usungule ukunanza umkhankaso owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence ngomcimbi wabalingisi owenzelwe enkulumane hall besenza imidlalo yokulingisa ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabomama lamantombazana. Udokotela Godfrey Zwairo olwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana uthi abezempilakahle bayamukela abantwana abaningi abadlwengulwayo bezokwelatshwa.
Nga ebuya siyase sibona ukuthi umntwana indaba ihambiswe esibhedlela khonapho kulamapholisa so that irekhodwe. Nga ukuthi umntwana uyabe ebanjiwe siyase sithi ahambe ku clinical psychologist esibhedlela empilo wakhona.
Unkosikazi Debra Mukasa weBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association uthi omama lamantombazana bangafukameli udlakela.
Njengathi thina njengabomama sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu njalo siyaxwayisa omama ukuthi bengathuli izindaba ezinjalo. Sinanzelela njalo lokuthi inkolo ziyachiyana.
Abemidlalo yokulingisa bakoBulawayo bananzeleli langa ngokulingisa ngemidlalo ehlukeneyo lokuhlabelela bethi kuqakathekile ukumelana nodlakela emulini. Omunye wabakade besemcimbini wanamuhla ngumqondiso wenhlanganiso yemidlalo yokulingisa eVictory Siyanqoba Trust umnumzana Desire Moyo.
Ilanga lalamhlanje ngelomhlaba wonke inkulumane indawo ekhona esemhlabeni.
EZimbabwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka 2021 ngompandula kuze kube lonyaka ngoncwabakazi abafundi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lambili 22,000 abemfundo yaphansi laphezulu bagcine bebanjwa ngamandla ukuchiya esikolo ngoba sebezibona bezithwele bengakuhlelanga njalo besesebancane. Ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inhlanganiso ye Fathers Against Abuse iqhube ingxoxo enkundleni yokuxhumana eGoogle Meet izolo kusihlwa lapho ingcwethi zamalungelo abantwana labenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ebezihlaziya udubo osolusabalele kwele Zimbabwe lokukhuphuka kwenani labantwana abadlwengulwa ngabemuli becina betholakala sebezithwele. Lokhu kungemva kokuphuma kwendaba zabantwana ababili abaleminyaka esitshiyangalonye abatholakala bezithwele. Omunye wabo ophuma esabelweni secholocho eningizimu yemandebeleni ubelethe umntwana oyinkazana kuyona le inyanga. Kuthi omunye olokhu ezithwele utholakale eBindura enzikini yesabelo seMashonaland. Sixoxe lonkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetter Man, omunye walabo ababephatheke kulingxoxo.
Better Man Foundation yona yakha ukuthi sebenze uma communities ngo 2018. Kodwa it had been a vision that had been bottled up for years before that. Lakho kuyikuthi after a realization yokuthi in communities, societies and world over there was a growing gap emntwaneni ongumfana. Ukuthi i-attention isuke yasesiba emntwaneni oyinkazana. Umfana wasangani uyakhohlakala. Ekukhohlakaleni komfana khona lokho instead of ukuthi i-emancipation the girl child, he let her eat peace, the progress. It remains it is called a conflict. They would tell me, I would say, Pagati, go male and female, the Monte Messi, little West Pazan. Then there was a hookie, in Shela, the emancipation of your Monte Homama, the whole net is a hometown in Kazan. I would let her and in Shela, yeah, and Sarah umuntu wesilisa naye waba lengxenye to play in the field khonapho. So mina having worked with emancipation of umuntu ongumama, ngathi empowerment of women prior to the formation of Betterment Foundation. That's when enganazelela khona ukuthi lapha in response yokuthi kuthiwa umuntu ongumama uhlukumezekile ngaphathekanga ephathwa ngowesilisa inamagebs.
Lapha uthi owesilisa kumele laye aphatheke kungxoxwe yona leyo yokuthi abantu abangomama babanjwa njani.
Kumele baphatheke ngokuthi kanti vele yena obamba umuntu ongumama ngubani. Anto nguye owesilisa okwayenza ukuthi umuntu ongumama acine ehlaba umkhosi ngoku-opreswa ngokuthi kanikwa amathuba alingana lawesilisa ngubani. Owesilisa ngoba yibo abahlala in the decision making corridor.
Unkosikazi Sinqobizitha Nyathi ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBetterman esixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Isinqumo sesicelo sokuthi ummeli wezengeza West edalele eParliamente umnumzana Job Skhala ahlawule imali yesibambiso e-bail kasisethulwanga. Ukuthethwa kwalesi sicelo kudluliselwe phambili kuvikezayo ngolwesibili mhla ka 29 kuLwezi. UMavis Gamos ethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umantshi uTafazi Wamiti wedlulisele phambili ukwahlulelwa kwalesi sicelo sikamnumzana Job Sikhala esebail esithi uphuzile ukuthola impendulo zamagqwetha kahulumende. Okhulumela umndeni wakosikhala njalo eligqwetha umnumzana Freddy Masarirevu
This was a bail application with respect to the charge of defeating or obstruction. The magistrate said
uMantshi uthe ngeke akwazi ukwethula isinqumo lamhla ngenxa yokuthi abachuchizi bafake impendulo esikhathi sesiphelile. Lezi mpendulo zifakwe izolo. Umthethwandaba wazibona lamhla lezo mpendulo, ngakho uthe ubungekho esimeni sokusinika isinqumo sebheyili kuleso sicelo.
UMasarirevu uchasisa njalo ngokuthi kungani engabanga khona uSikhala emthethwandaba lamhla.
Honorable Skala himself did not attend court today. He was exhausted.
Umhlonitsha uSikhala yena akazange aye emthethwandaba lamhlanje. Ube diniwe, ube siya emthethwandaba kusukela ngomvulo. Ukhathele kakhulu.
Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla likaSikhala ele-TRCC, uMnumzana Ostalos Gift Siziba, uthi baseselalo ithemba lokuba uzokhululwa lanxa besazimhlophe ukuthi abezanu PF basebenzisa umthetho okumkhahlameza.
Noma ke silokuzwa ngeza lokungasukiseki ngendlela ke abasebenza ngayo, kodwa silokuhlonipha ke amadala ngenxa yokubana ke balamandla abaphiwe ngumthetho welizwe esiwuhloniphayo. So kufanele ke siye phambili kakhulu silungise indaba yokubana uHonorable Job Sikhala ethole ke ukukhululeka kwakhe.
Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Jenesani Ntungagwa uthi osekusenzakala kulabo abalombono owehlukile lokahulumende kufana xathu nalokho kwakusenzakala ngesikhathi sombuso wabelungu.
Ngesikhathi seRhodesia kwakulomthetho wethiwa yi-Law and Order Maintenance Act. Wawubopha omgabe ama-nationalists labonkomo. Namhla sesithethe ilizwe sokulaminye imithetho njalo, yikho ukwenza kwebandla elibusayo lijwayele ukusebenzisa imithetho ukuthi labo abangazwisani labo bangayindawo.
Kodwa isiphathamandla seZanu PF uMnumzana Munashe Mututsa uthi umkhokheli wabo uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlezi ekhuthaza ukuchiyana lomkhuba odlakela.
Uyasikhuthaza ukuthi nxa sisebenza sisenze zombusazwe akube yibuciki bengqondo lobuciki bezinto esizithembisayo esibusebenzisa ebantwini ukuze abantu besithande njengebandla ulokuthi sisebenze udlame lodlakela.
USikhala ubhekane namacala okuphazamisa ukusebenza kuhle komthetho kulandela ukuthunjwa lokubulawa komunye wabasekeli ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change, unkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali, yena ocatshangelwa ukuba wabulawa ngabezanu PF. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi eyayiZCTU isola uhulumende ngokukhweza umthelo we-value added tax kanye lokuphendukisa umthelo we-import duty obhadaliswa umuntu ongena eZimbabwe lempahla emqoka efana lokudla ekuthengwe kwamanye amazwe. Umthelo we-duty lo wesulwa nguhulumende kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo esithi wenzela ukuba impilo yabantu ibe ngcono ngoba babethwele nzima ngentengo ephezulu yempahla elizweni. Kodwa izolo umphathi ntambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe uhulumende usebuyisela umthelo lo ngoba intengo yezinto isizinzile. Wengeze wathi leli nyathelo lijonge njalo ukuthuthukisa amankampani eZimbabwe akade ethathelwa ibhizimusi ngabantu abathenga impahla ngaphandle kwelizwe. Umthelo we-VAT wona ukhwezwe usuka kuchumilane lengxenye ekhulwini waya kuchumilanhlanu ekhulwini. Sixoxele nobhala jikelele we-ZCTU uMnumzana Jafet Moyo.
Kuzabangela ukuthi okuningi esikufunayo kukhuphuke kuntengo. Sizathola nje okuthize sokudula ngokuthi phela umthelo lo uzadlulisela kulabo abathengayo. Abamabhizimisi bazaqhubekela phambili besiyathenga ngaphandle kwelizwe bekuletha ke elizweni ke becharge ke umthelo nalo obabebadalile ke emaborder. Ama-manufacturers ethu bengakaze kwanise ke ukumanufacture okuchiphileyo okuthize okuningi esikufunayo besikuthola ngaphandle. Abantu abaningi kabala mali kade besizakala kakhulu ngentengo ebincwebeka ngokuthi bekutholakala ngaphandle kwamazwe. kuzaba nzima ke ekuphela umnyaka abantu bezama ke ukuthi bethabise imuli zabo bazahlangana lobunzima ngoba abakufunayo kuzaba ke kudula.
Ubaba Mthuli Ncube uthi intengo sezizinzile kanti injongo yakhe enkulu lapha ngeyokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ukuphakamisa amabhizimisi eZimbabwe ikuthi umuntu akweze esingathi i-aggregate demand. Kufanele ufake imali ezikhwameni zabantu. Abantu kabakwanise ukuba lemali phela ukuthi bekwanise ukuthenga. Yikho umabhizimisi weZimbabwe ke ezathuthuka. Asiboni ke kuyicebo elihle lokuthi okufunakalayo kutholakale kudula. Asiyo ndlela ke yokupromota ke amabhizimisi aphakathi kwelizwe. Enxa izizalane ziza kwehluleka ke ukuthenga ke okwenziwayo phakathi kwelizwe kumbe ukumanufacturayo phakathi kwelizwe, akusoze ke kukhuphule ke umnotho welizwe, njalo akusoze ke kukhuphule abamabhizimisi. Ngoba phela abafanele bekhuphule umnotho welizwe kumbe amabhizimisi ethu ngabantu abaphakathi kwelizwe, kufanele bebe le power ke yokuthenga lokhu okuthengiswayo. Sibona ke ngani asilo cebo elikhaliphileyo kumbe elihle elokudulisela abantu ukuze abamabhizimisi bethole imali yenengi.
Umnumzana Japheth Moyo unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCTU.
EleBosnia Herzegovina laqhuba ukhetho ngomfumfu lonyaka. Waqhutshwa kahle ukukhankasela ukhetho lolu lokunye lungakenziwa. UChristian Schmidt owahlolisisa ukhetho lolu wethula impumela yalo kuhlangothi olubona ngezomvikela kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations eye-UN Security Council, wathi ezinye inhlangothi zikahulumende zavimba ukuba amanye amabandla asebenzise imali ekuqhubeni ukhetho lolu, njalo lokuba abanye abantu bengaphatheki kukhetho. USchmidt wangenela kudaba lolu esenzela ukuba ukhetho lolu luqhutshwe ngemfanelo. Kwakungasoze kuqhutshwe ukhetho lolu ngemfanelo engangenelanga kudaba lolu. UJeffrey De Laurentiis, umcebisi kahulumende weMelika kuhlangothi lwezemvikela olwe-Security Council, uthi kuqakatheke kakhulu ukwenziwa nguSchmidt ngoba kumele inhlangothi zonke zikahulumende zikhululeke ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Uthi kumele zonke inhlangothi zikahulumende kule Bosnia Herzegovina zihlolisise udaba lolu olwavezwa njalo ngababehlolisisa ukhetho lolu abakunhlanganiso ezijeneyo. Uphinde wathi bonke abantu abakhathazwe yimpumela yokhetho lolu kumele belandele indlela ezibekwe phansi yisisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze konke okuhluphayo kulungiswe. Uthi kungavunyelwana okumayelana lempumela yokhetho lolu kumele kuhlalwe phansi kubunjwe uhulumende omutsha ukuze ilizwe leli libuswe nguZulu. Ugcizelele esithi lokhu kuza kwenza ukuba kube le ngqubekela phambili ngoba abantu bayebesebezibusa. Elomelika lithi liyakusekela ukuba uSchmidt asebenzise okuthiwa ngama-bond powers ukwenzela ukuba kube lo hulumende kwabantu kule Bosnia Herzegovina. UDe Laurentiis uthi kwakuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba kusetshenziswe ama-bond powers ukuze kusebenze uhulumende njalo le-Federation Constitutional Court. Uthi elemelika lizaqhubekela phambili lilwela ukuzibusa kwabantu kwele Bosnia Herzegovina ukuze kube lenhlalakahle lokudlelana kwabantu abajiyeneyo. UDe Laurentiis uthi bazabambisana labantu ukuze kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo esikhathini esizayo, kulungiswe ezombusazwe njalo kuguqulwe umnotho ukuze kube lenhlalakahle.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende welemelika.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. Lalela umsakazo we VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lo mncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo.
siyabe sixoxa labadlali abachiyeneyo abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Siza lethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7. Lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu bahalalisela iqembu lakwele Senegal ngokunqoba elikwenze eQatar nge-3-1 emdlalweni wesibaya sika Group A kumncintiswano wezizwe zomhlaba oweWorld Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa khona lekwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Impumelelo namhlanje icho ukuba iqembu leSenegal libe ngelakuqala kumaqembu amele izwekazi laseAfrika kumncintiswano weFIFA World Cup 2022 ukuthola imiklomelo emithathu. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uStanislas Mbeke uthi impumelelo izakhuthaza kakhulu amanye amaqembu akule Afrika aphatheka kulomncintiswano.
Ukuthi ithemba likhona ukuthi iSenegal iwinile ukuthi singafaka amanye amathimu eAfrika ivezwe amathimu njengabo Ghana, amathimu lawo amanye adliweyo ukuthi labo bephakamiseni amasokisi ukuthi labo bekwanisa ukuthi beyenze njengani njengayo ke iSenegal ukuthi bezama ukulwisa ukuthi labo befike kuma-final.
Umdlali weqembu leBosso 90 uzibuzisa Mahlangu uthi impumelelo yomdlalo wanamhlanje imjabulise kakhulu njalo inhle kakhulu kuzwekazi laseAfrika jikelele.
Lapha thina as Africans sijabulile into yenziwe yiSenegal ukuthi iyenquka khona leQatar. Sokufake amanye ama-African countries kupicture ukuthi hayi bayadlika njani somenze bephushe hard. Andiyisenegali yenze kahle uyongayenza ukuthi uphume ku-stage African country futhi iphume ku-group stage ngelani 3 points or 4 points.
Omunye njalo umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uDaniel Chiweshe uthi besekuvelise kusethusa ukudlala kwamazwe ase-Africa kulo mncintiswano wezwe zomhlaba.
Ya, mina think iSenegali yenze kuhle kakhulu. Good result and futhi kuzenza amanye ama team aAfrica ukuthi ephakamise kakhulu ukuthi echama nya ama team. Yeah, bese ngathi isiphise la abanye bezokhanya ngathi thina abeAfrica bese feel le.
Iqembu leSenegal selimiklomelo emithathu ngemva kokunqoba kwalo namhlanje lalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni yemiklomelo yesibaya sika Group A. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi laseAfrica aseKhatha kulomncintiswano ngathi lona eleSenegal, Tunisia, Cameroon, Morocco, le Ghana amaqembu amabili azabe ehlezi endaweni eziphezulu kwengalane ekupheleni kwemidlalo ezibayo azadlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano. Emidlalweni wesibaya sika Group B odlalwe namhla iqembu le-Iran linqobele Wales nge-2-0. Balutshwane abakade bekhangelele impumela njengoba iqembu le-Wales lilabadlali abalodumo abafana lo-Gareth Bale kanye lo-Aaron Ramsey, ikanti le-Iran lona libhaxabulwe nge-6-2 ngele-England emdlalweni walo wokuqala. Iqembu le-Ngilandi lona elikhangelelwe ukulwisa okuzwayo ukuthola inkezo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 lidlala leqembu elimele iMelika namhlanje ntambama. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Goli viki kuhlelo Was a Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi ngubongi yena ecula yokobulawayo. Asizweni xoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Intombazana esakhulayo njalo ikhuliswe ngabazali abakholwa ukukholo lwesiKristu ezalelwa ngoBulawayo asizweni imbali yakhe.
Ngiphile eWaterford, ngafunda eWaterford Primary School, ngaya
Tensenhlabangane High School for my A-level and O-level. I was born in 1999, 29 September.
Umatawo uthandezwe umculo semncane njalo esebenzisana labanye usecindezele amadlalade athize.
Ngilama albums angu 3 in my name, lama singles angu 4 lapho ngicule khona lo Ronald Stone, ubaba Mayembere owase eHarare, Donesh labanye nje abacule balapha kobulawayo abahlanganisele umafuthi. Ngumuntu okhule engathandi into zokuhlabela kodwa umamami lo baba wethu maye buya ebusuku ephuzile angivukisa athi kuzohlabela lo mama laye angiforce ukuthi ngicile church. So ngaqala ukuhlabela ngingugrade 1 ngayisho yena i-presidentship e-church ngingugrade 5.
Ngiyabonga ubomi ukukhona bamthintayo uthi laye angene emfulweni.
Deborah, lo Rebecca Malope ibabantu abangenza ngathandi music kakhulu. Yeah. Ngasazocabanga ukuhlabela ngemva kokuthi nginspire laba bantu. I-album yami yayenzwa eVelocity, yayenzwa yokuqala yayenzwa nguJust Percy lo Face, esibili yenzwa nguPMC. And then as tattoo lamanye amasingle ngwenziwe ayenziwe e Rock Up Studios ngoNashby.
Ubongi ngaphandle kokucula wenza kunengi ekhuluma ngezinto eziphathelene loZulu ukuthi zingalungisiswa njani ekwenza emakhasini okuzilibazisa awe internet social media kulapho atholakala khona.
Ngitholakala on IG, Instagram as Ubongi the Ndebele Princess, on Twitter Bongi Bongi, on Facebook Sibongi Nkosi Bongi Sibanda, or abafuna ukuhlanganela la bangangithola on +263 713 654 704. The YouTube channel yetu okule TV show yetu Dr. Talkback with Boy ngangele magazine kuthiwa YouTube season magazine.
Besikwetshisele uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda ubongi kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday mpela sonto lithukela kini lonke igama lamu Ezra Jesus Sibanda.
Ezra Chisa Sibanda lapho ubexoxa lo Sibongi Nkosi Sibanda owazakala kwezomculo ngokuthi ngubongi. Ku live talk namhla sikhangela ukusungulwa komkhankaso wokulimukisa uZulu ngodubo lokuhlukumezana ezimulini we 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Singakehlukani zihlobo sithi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela namhla iZimbabwe imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba kunanza ilanga ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, lona elisungula umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Bayalisola abeZCT inyathelo likahulumende lokukhuphula umthelo owe-value-added tax, lokuphendukisa umthelo owe-import duty empahleni ezimqoka ezingena elizweni. kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi wengoma zomdumo okholo uSibongi Nkosi Sibanda. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara